This is foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, dear friends, what are the secrets of enhancing our ubudiyyah, enhancing our servitude of Allah, in the words of the esteemed Imam Khomeini? So, dear listeners, in the past few sessions, we've been talking about the secrets of enhancing our ubudiyyah, enhancing our servitude and our worship of Allah. Interestingly, we are discussing this concept of enhancing ubudiyyah in the words of Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Revolution. So, dear listeners, we find that Imam Khomeini, he writes that the great prophets and the close friends of Allah, the awliya Allah, despite their daily works like other people, they were never on good terms with the world, the dunya, because they worked with Allah and they worked for Allah. Dear friends, what a beautiful and profound statement, which is directly related to ubudiyyah, to the servitude of Allah and to the worship of Allah. Imam Khomeini says that the great prophets of Allah, and matter of fact, all the prophets of Allah and those people who are close to Allah, they have a high level and a high rank when it is in the eyes of Allah, as we say, awliya Allah in Arabic. These people did daily works. They worked for a living in one way or the other. We find that despite them working like other people worked for their daily sustenance, they were never on good terms with the materialistic world. For example, we find one of the awliya of Allah, the first Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, the best and most perfect living miracle of the Holy Prophet of Allah, along with, of course, his daughter, Lady Fatima al-Zahra, peace and blessings upon her. We find that Imam Ali, he said that, O world, materialistic world, I divorce you three times from a divorce which no one can return. This is how, dear friends, the awliya of Allah, the prophets of Allah, the imams of Allah, the chosen people of Allah, this is how they were. They weren't attached to the materialistic wealth and the materialistic glamour of this world. And this in itself is a secret of ubudiyyah. It is a secret of the servitude of Allah. Of course, either one can be of service to, be in servitude of, and worship either the world, the dunya, the materialistic wealth, materialistic power and wealth and money and greed, or one can be of service to, one can be of servitude to, and one can worship Allah, the master and the creator of all of existence. And very quickly, the last thing that Imam Khomeini says here as regards to our discussion of ubudiyyah is that these people, the prophets of Allah, the chosen people of Allah, the close friends of Allah, the special people of Allah, those whom Allah loves and they love Allah, these people, they worked for Allah. They worked with Allah. They worked for the cause of Allah. They helped the cause of Allah. These, dear friends, are the secrets of ubudiyyah.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith who are listening to IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of the program, Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatu Ta'ibin, The Whispered Prayer of the Repenters. Please stay with me. My God, let the cloud of your mercy cast its shadow upon my sins, and send the billow of your clemency flowing over my faults. My God, does the fugitive servant return to anyone other than his master? Or does anyone grant him sanctuary from his master's wrath other than his master himself? My God, if remorse for sins is a repentance, I, by your might, am one of the remorseful. If praying forgiveness for offenses is an alleviation, I am one of those who pray forgiveness. To you I return, that you may be well pleased. My God, through your power over me, turn toward me. Through your clemency toward me, pardon me, and for your knowledge of me, be gentle toward me.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, in continuation to what we were talking about, which of course was ubudiyya in the words of Imam Khomeini. We just talked about how the great prophets and the close friends of Allah, that despite their daily work in order to acquire their sustenance and their rizq, we found that they were never on good terms with the materialistic world. Of course, as we said, because when you are in servitude of the materialistic world, then how can you be in servitude of Allah? Imam Khomeini continues and he writes, "If you settle your accounts with Allah and take refuge in remembering Allah, you need not fear any creature, as the reckoning and the judgment of creatures is transitory, it is temporary, while the reckoning before Allah is eternal." And so, dear friends, here, when we talk about ubudiyya, when we talk about our servitude and our worship of Allah, what a beautiful key here given to us by Imam Khomeini, that we spend so much of our life trying to settle the accounts, or settle our accounts, our good and bad deeds, our nice things that we have said, our bad things we have said, our hurting other people's feelings, right? We settle our accounts with people. And interestingly, we live in a day and age where we even settle our accounts with animals. It is amazing and it is unfortunate at the same time that in some cases we are willing to settle our accounts with animals, but we aren't willing to settle our accounts with people, and let alone we totally forget about our account with Allah. And so here Imam Khomeini reminds us that in the servitude of Allah, in the worship of Allah, in trying to enhance and increase our ubudiyya, we need to first and foremost settle our accounts with Allah, tell Allah what we have done good, and thank Him for gracing us and allowing us to do good, and likewise settle our accounts with Allah, tell Allah the bad things that we have done, the disobedience we have committed, and ask Allah for forgiveness, and all the while take refuge, seek protection, seek safety in remembering Allah. And of course, finally, Imam Khomeini says, don't fear any creature and don't fear the reckoning of any creature, for the reckoning of creatures is transitory, but the reckoning before Allah is eternal. And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
There are many beautiful, beautiful promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the mu'mineen and mu'minat. In order to be considered mu'min and a believer according to the Quran, we have to have intellectual conviction that Islam is the truth. It's not a religion that I'm following because of my forefathers or anybody else. I personally am convinced this is Islam, this is the truth. In order to be considered mu'min is that different than other faiths, it's not going to be a religion where my iman or my faith is only in my heart. The Quran specifies and teaches us that if you are mu'min in Islam, that iman is going to demonstrate itself in our actions. Islam is not a buffet, it's a package deal. Someone who is a Muslim has intellectual conviction that the Quran is the book of God, that Imam Ali is really the first Imam. This person has to embrace all of Islam. Picking and choosing in Islam does not lead one to be considered mu'min, and the promises of God are not for those who are not mu'mineen. So, back to the topic. The topic is that God, the creator of the universe, has confidence in you and I. Some of us might not think of ourselves as a champion, as someone who's a game changer, but what's important is how God views us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by the way, sisters, this promise that I'm going to share you the verse of Quran with you, this promise that we're going to be sharing and inshallah pondering on and then taking benefit from, is a promise which means no matter what the challenge in life I've been given, Allah has confidence in. It might be dealing with family. Sometimes people have marital issues. Sometimes their children are not doing what they would like. Sometimes their spouse, sometimes relatives. That might be one challenge. It might be a personal challenge. Sometimes someone is a mu'min or mu'mina, maybe not in this community, but it happens. Somebody's even dealing with something as like addiction, be a personal struggle that the person is going through. Sometimes it might be financial issues. You'd be surprised, inshallah, all of you are doing very well financially. Sometimes for mu'mineen and mu'minat, the struggles they're going through, they can't even explain to you and I. Sometimes people are going through financial issues. Sometimes it's a lawsuit. They look on the other side of the equation, on the other side of the table. The enemy seems so powerful. Those who are after them are so strong. But again, Allah believes in me. I can do it. I'm up to the task. It might be long-term health issues.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. سبحانه ما أعظمه والملك لا شريك له لبيك إن الحمد لك والعز لك.